This one's for you, baby.
I knew it!
Happy anniversary.
I knew it!
This is the Dean Blundell Show from 102.1 The Edge.
Hey, John Tards here. Hey, Tards.
Hey, John Tards.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for having me, man.
From the Three Tards, and your wife, Mrs. Tards, here.
Yeah, the wife came down today. She's a big fan of you guys. Actually, she loves Jason the most.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
You always look sort of like you're...
Would you let her love Jason?
Well, I don't know. I know that she got up extra early today. She actually got up at 3 in the morning because she was so excited she was going to see you guys this
morning. Really?
She's got a great butt.
She always looks...
That I know.
Mrs. Tart always looks reluctant to be here, or maybe just with you.
Don't let her look fool you. She loves you guys. That's why she's here.
So what's up there, Mr. Tart? Now, you're leaving for a tour, right?
Yeah, we leave on... We play tomorrow night at the Cathedral in Toronto. It's our tour kickoff with the Matadors, which is going to be great. And then Saturday morning, yeah, we leave for... we call it our world tour.
Yeah.
But we're leaving. We're just doing the East Coast, Newfoundland and back.
So. They're going to love you out there.
Oh, you know what? Newfoundland, like I've been on all these forums and everything, and everybody out that way is totally stoked to have us coming
out.
They
can type?
Well, yeah.
You got the internet?
You got to decipher it. Well, our drummer's from Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. Okay. So it supposedly has like 500 family members. So we're just going to have the whole place is going to be packed with just his family members. So
charge him, man, so you can make some money.
Yeah, we're doing St. John's in Cornerbrook in Newfoundland, and it should be great.
And you just got back from Vegas, too? Is that what I see?
Yeah, we went down to Vegas. Louise and I went down to Vegas, and we were hanging out down there. And I was I did a little bit of taping on the TV show Inked.
Yeah.
I had a tattoo done down there.
Is it going to air?
Well, that I don't know. They taped it, but I'm sure they have thousands of hours of footage, right? So they told me there was no guarantee, but I had Jesse do it, so at least he was one of the known guys. But it was funny because, I've got a lot of tattoo work done, and I've never had a tattoo that expensive.
How much was it?
Well, normally about an hour, like in Toronto or whatever, you're looking at about $100 an hour, right? That's pretty much the going rate. Down there, this tattoo, this 3 on my wrist, was about 40 minutes work, and it was $500.
Did you pay for it?
Well, you know what? The thing is, I kind of went in there. It was like this big celebrity thing because they had, I couldn't believe it. It was 11 o'clock on a Sunday, and they had 200 people in line. And like, all of them just wanted T-shirts from the show, like these Inked shirts.
Yeah.
And I'm in line, and I'm going to get a tattoo done. And then I finally get in there, and I sit down, and like everything, beautiful tattoo parlor at the Palms Casino. And I finally sit down, and then the guy's like, oh, you know, I can't wait to do it. You know, I'm going to do this and everything. I'm sitting down. Everything's cool. And then I said, well, what's this going to run me, right? And he goes, you know what? For you, I can do that for $500. And I'm like, what are you going to do, get up and leave? I'm like, okay, you know what? I just finished telling him, you know, we were in a pretty successful punk band out in Toronto, Canada, and everything. Sorry, I can't afford that. I have to leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But actually, Louise and I, actually from the Three Tards, we picked you guys up some gifts. I've had them for a bit of a while. I told Todd about them.
I see this guy all the time on, it's funny because he kind of looks like a squeegee kid. So I see him all the time on Queen Street putting up posters for shows and stuff. I'm like this squeegee kid starts going, Todd! I'm like, what's going on?
But what's funny is
it's just a tart.
I always have a squeegee with me because whenever I see him, I'm always flyering for upcoming shows.
Yep.
And it's one of those things where we could have somebody else do it, but you know they're never going to get done, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
So
do
my
yourself.
Bass player and I, we do them. Mm-hmm. And I always see him when I'm flyering, and I've always got a squeegee in a bucket. And every time he comes out or wherever he is, and he's always looking at me, and I can see in his eyes that it's like, is this guy a squeegee guy or what? Anyways, we picked you guys up some T-shirts from the Pink Taco in Vegas.
Oh, yeah!
And I know, I remember listening to you guys.
You went to the Pink Taco?
You guys were talking about it on air. And when I was down there, I was like, Pink Taco.
Awesome. Wicked. Yeah, look at that.
That's tremendous.
You are a wonderful human
being.
But
I love the quote on the front. I would have got you black shirts, but they only had them in white.
Eating out never tasted so good at the Pink Taco.
Awesome.
Well, that's good. Let's give John a hand. John Tart.
Thanks, John Tart.
Good luck with your tour.
Yeah,
and
thank you very
much. And the cathedrals tonight. Is that the deal?
No, it's tomorrow night, Friday night at the cathedral, and it's going to be so much fun. And
It is fun.
It's an important show because that shows the money we make tomorrow night is going to justify whether or not we eat peanut butter sandwiches for 2 weeks on tour or steak.
Yeah.
So please come out.
Okay, good.
Okay. Anyways, thank you very much. We love the show and we love you guys.
Thanks,
you
man.
Too, John Tart.
Thank you.
Great band if you haven't heard them. They talk a lot about gay sex, but that's okay. 7:51. Free stuff coming up next week.